I remember it like it was yesterday. I told the doctor that I was really concerned about him because he was 7 months at the time, still really didn't lift his head well, didn't turn over, couldn't sit down right. And, you know, he told me, he said, well, you know, all children are different. All milestones are different. Because I insisted that he would get a CT scan to put my mind at ease, were his exact words. Well, we did that about 2 weeks after he was hospitalized. We took him to get a CT scan. That's when they broke the news to me that he had hydrocephalus. His head was 95% bigger than children his age, which is why he couldn't really lift his head or do things. My initial reaction was I was scared. I grieved for my son. I mean, I remember driving home that day, and I literally could not drive. I had to park every other block because I was in so much tears I couldn't see what was in front of me. So my initial reaction was I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to expect. I was scared. I was scared more for him than for me. I was thinking about everything that we wanted for him and probably would not be able to have for him. He was operated at 8 months of age. When the neurosurgeon operated, they told me, oh, he'd be able to lead a perfectly normal life because the operation was successful and it didn't affect his brain. But that, unfortunately, was not the case. We kind of, throughout the years, we hoped he would talk. We hoped he would walk. He finally walked when he was about 5.5 years of age. He still uses diapers. He doesn't speak. He's severely disabled. About 9 years of age, he started having seizures. So I think his whole life we've been kind of adapting and hoping and praying for the best, and preparing ourselves for the worst. Andy is a great kid. He will always have a smile for you in his face. But his life has really gotten complicated with his medical issues. This weekend, for example, I was in a confirmation for my older daughter, my 12-year-old. I realized, God, Andy will never do this. You know, follow the steps that we were taught to believe as being a part of our normal life. It's kind of a grievance process. You know, his life is not as complicated to him as it is to us. Through the years, we just have learned to adapt, and it hasn't always been easy during special occasions, but we move forward.